This is the Truth Network.
What if you found out that today was your last day on the planet? How would that change how you lived? By now you've heard, and for some of you it's even old news, but a tragedy occurred recently in a terrible, horrific helicopter crash in Southern California that claimed the lives of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven other souls passed away and went into eternity. And so we've been talking about it, and we've been praying through it, and we've been watching all the news and the talking heads, and we, as believers, have our hope in Jesus Christ. And one of my friends that's big in basketball, and he's big in sharing Jesus, is Randy Shepherd. And he's agreed to come on briefly. He's one of the busiest guys I know. He can spin all these balls. He shares Jesus. I was just with him recently. He came to Winston and spoke at all these schools and led all these teams, and he invites people to come to Christ. And dozens of guys, young men and women, came forward to receive Christ. Such an encouragement. Randy, thank you for taking time to talk about the whole thing going on in our culture, in the passing of Kobe Bryant and these others that passed away in that tragic helicopter crash. I know your phone's been burning up.
Yes, Stu, it's great to talk with you as well. I appreciate what you do. And, you know, the Lord said to use all means necessary to win some. So I definitely believe in using the media and iPods like you're doing. So I'd be thrilled to share with you the little bit of experience that I had.
Yes, sir. And you had an experience. You actually shared the gospel with Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to read your clip. Before I read this clip, just tell everyone listening, for those that haven't met you yet, what is Crossfire Ministries? It's been going on for some time. You and your buddy Jamie you've been in stadiums all over the world sharing Jesus. You've been an inspiration to me. I've seen it. I've got all kinds of friends. I've met people that have come to Christ through your ministry. I've met people that have played with you. I've been, you know, in it with you and just so encouraged. But tell us what Crossfire is real quick, and then I want to read this clip that you posted on social media.
Yes, a opponent of mine in junior high school and college, Jamie Johnson, played at Gardner Webb University. I played at UNC Asheville, and the Lord led us in 1993 to start Crossfire Ministries, a basketball ministry, using the platform of basketball to share the gospel. We play college and universities. We play prisons, speak on military bases. We go internationally. The Lord has allowed us to go to 68 countries and 46 states. We have a basketball camp that started as just a dream of one boy. And glory to God, we've seen 21,000 young people come through in 29 years. So, Stu, we will share the gospel on the street. We'll share the gospel in a nursing home. I'll be in an inner city school today in Miami, be in a rescue mission tonight. So we try to use all means possible to share the gospel. And I'm standing on a street in South Beach right now, witnessing a little bit, and you heard the horn blow in the background of an 18-wheeler.
<That's right. laughs> Wow, what a blessing. Now, I'm going to read what you posted on Instagram and then also on Facebook, and it's kind of gone viral a bit. It's funny when other people, I read this, I liked it, I shared it, but other people I didn't share it with are sending it to me. So this is what I love about Randy and Jamie and their heart with Crossfire Ministries. They're trying to point people to Jesus while we still have time. And this is what you said, exactly what you said in this post. You said, some people have texted me this afternoon to ask if we ever had a chance to witness to Kobe Bryant. Jamie and I met and talked to him, Kobe, briefly in London, England, in a hotel lobby at the Summer Olympics. We said to Kobe, quote, have you ever accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior and put your faith in Jesus? He said yes, and we gave him a Crossfire testimony gospel card. He took it graciously and took a picture with us, which, by the way, is posted at your Facebook and Randy Shepherd Crossfire and at your Instagram. I never heard him talk about it or never heard him say he was a Christian publicly. I pray he did know the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior and Lord. If you don't know Jesus today, I pray you will repent and receive Jesus. The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Praying for the Bryant family and friends of Kobe today. So that was a post on the Randy Shepherd Crossfire Instagram page just literally a day or two or literally just moments, not, you know, within probably a few hours after the world was shocked by the news of the helicopter crash. Randy, thank you for maybe not focusing as much on the victims and their eternal state as much as reminding people living, what are you doing with Jesus? That's such an important message, isn't it?
Amen. You know, unfortunately, we can't change anything with any of our loved ones or friends or even Kobe Bryant now, because the Bible says that then comes death and then the judgment. And if we know the Lord, it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So, yes, we got to think about those of us, family members and loved ones, and those that work around us that God would bring into our life, that we could be an encouragement and share the gospel with them. And, you know, Stu, I had a blessing to meet Billy Graham about a year or two before he passed. And as a young evangelist, I always wanted to meet him. I'd met him around Asheville a few times, but had never really got to spend any time with him. But he gave me a statistic, and I wanted to share this, that 95% of those of us that know the Lord will never lead one soul to Christ. And that's a tragedy, because we go to a ball game. I'm guilty. Nothing wrong with this. We cheer for our favorite team. Super Bowl's coming up. We'll be cheering for our favorite team, NBA teams, college teams. And people go crazy when a basketball goes through a hoop or a football crosses the goal line, and the world calls that a fan. But when we get excited for Jesus or we're concerned about someone's soul and we share with them, the world calls that a fanatic. Of course, the Bible tells us that Christ was persecuted, and obviously we'll be made fun of and persecuted too. So I hope this uses an opportunity for folks to internalize and think about their life, and then if they do know the Lord, that they would think about those around them and begin to pray and ask the Lord for opportunities to present the gospel.
Amen. Randy, you're running, you're hustling, and you've got so much going on. We're so grateful you took a second to talk to us, and you know, really, your message of, you know, we all need to be praying for the families, the survivors, the families that were not there in that helicopter, the children, Kobe's other children, Kobe's wife, obviously is no doubt going through tremendous trauma. All the family members, his parents, I believe, are still living. You also have all the families of the baseball coach, and his wife and little girl were on that thing, but he has other kids, and the other folks involved, they have other family, and they're just in a deep season of mourning. So we all need to be praying, like seriously praying. When you see their pictures and you hear the stories are going to come out about all these folks, and everyone has a unique story, and everyone is special in God's eyes. God made everyone, and God knows the moment we're going to come in. God knows the moment we're going to die. He's in full control. I heard my friend Pat Williams this morning on Fox and Friends share that. And I loved how he didn't speculate about the deceased. He's talked about you and now. And do you know Jesus? Have you received Christ? So, Randy, we want to be in prayer. We want to mourn with those who mourn, like the Bible talks about. What's your challenge to those that are alive? People that are hearing you right now, wherever they're hearing you talk, what's your challenge to those about the severity, the seriousness of life and death, and how Jesus Christ is the resurrection? And what's your call to people to trust him?
The same challenge that I give to myself every day. I pray, Lord, direct my footsteps. And I pray, as in Proverbs, it talks about, you know, the righteous are as bold as a lion. And we have different personalities, obviously. But I have seen some of the most introverted friends of mine that have asked the Lord to give them boldness about the gospel. And they share the gospel. And we're not talking about beating people over the head with the gospel, Stu. We're praying. We're asking the Lord to give us open doors, to give us the right words to say. But I want Christians to also know that, unfortunately, the gospel is offensive. And you can do it in the most loving way, and some people will still reject you. Mm. Some people will still, they don't want to talk to you anymore. I've got some famous athletes that might even be more famous than Kobe that I've been sharing with for years. And they respect me. They appreciate what I do. They say, good job. But they really don't want you around because of the Lord in us. And if they reject us, they're not rejecting us. They're rejecting the Lord in us. Yeah. And I was in that same boat at one time, and I'm sure you were. So I think we need to pray for boldness. We need to pray for courage. And I would say that we all want to be wise. And Proverbs says that he that winneth souls is wise. So I would just encourage folks to, you know, 30 years ago, it would have been hard for me to talk to anybody one-on-one. But I tell kids, it's just like shooting free throws. You learn the Roman road, which is Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 5:8, Romans 10:9-10. Commit that to memory. And when I go to a church, I say, hey, if I came back next Sunday and I challenged you to memorize those four verses and you did it and I gave you $100, there would be some scripture memory going on this week.
That's right.
But money shouldn't be our motivation. The fact that our sins are
Amen.
Forgiven.
Yep.
The Lord has given us the ultimate play, which is go and share the gospel. Mm. Not if you want to go. Just like a coach, if he said, hey, go out there and shoot the ball when you're open. Not if you want to shoot it, but shoot the ball. So we have to follow the play, and that takes the Lord doing it through us,
yeah.
Not willpower, but denying ourselves. So that would be my challenge, to ask the Lord to give you boldness, divine opportunities, learn the Roman road, maybe get a gospel tract, which explains the gospel. And we don't want to just jam it in somebody's face and say, hey, read this. You know, you're going to hell. That's not going to reach them. You say, hey, this message changed my life, and you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm forgiven.
Mm.
And would you consider the claims of Jesus Christ? So that's how I try to do it.
Wow.
And I have learned that from mentors in my life and try to pass that on to others.
Amen. Randy and Jamie all over the world with Crossfire Ministries. They spin basketballs. They play serious basketball. The man's hit like 40 three-pointers in a row. And they use it as a way to share Jesus and to bring people to Christ. And he had a really awesome moment with Kobe Bryant not too long ago at the Summer Olympics. And Randy, I'm just encouraged that, you know, instead of being so wowed by Kobe, instead of saying, hey, will you sign all these autographs to my niece, sign this hat, sign this jersey, and let's do pictures, you pulled out a gospel track and you shared Jesus with him. And of course, only God knows what happened in his heart and what took place after that. Only God knows, but you did your duty. Jesus Christ is so real in your life. And he's so amazing in your life, and it's such good news that you shared the good news with an NBA legend, now NBA Hall of Famer, that they're going to induct in the Hall of Fame. They just announced this morning. And so, Randy
wow.
Shepard, thank you for using that tool to witness whether it's a kid on the streets of Haiti who you led to Christ or an NBA great. God is no respecter of persons, and when your day comes, no matter, it doesn't matter how many rings you have, how many millions or billions of dollars you have, or what you own, when your day comes, it's all about, do you know Jesus Christ? And that's a question for everyone out there listening. And if you do, who are you pointing to? The Savior, the one who conquered death. I don't have any answers for all this stuff going on out there, but let me tell you who does. Let me tell you
Amen.
The one that Randy Shepard, that Jamie Johnson, that they're leading, they're introducing people to every day. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lord of life,
Amen.
And he will take you to heaven like he took that wretched thief on the cross in his last minute. He cried out for salvation. Jesus took him right to heaven with him. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. It's never too late to trust the Savior. Trust him today and bring others with you and invite people into this amazing eternal relationship with Christ. Randy, God bless you, man.
Thank you, Stu. Appreciate your partnership in ministry and appreciate what y'all do there at Truth Radio. And keep up the good work, brother.
Yes, sir. Let's play some ball soon, man. We got to get on the court. We got to show those young guns what it's about.
I'm afraid you'll beat me in threes, buddy.
I'm Hey, if we are on the same team, it's over. I'll just go down low. Hey, I can still work
hey,
the post. You could clean up outside. And plus, we'll get to share Christ with some guys.
Hey, that's the most important.
That's the most important thing. You know, isn't it interesting? When you go and share Christ on the basketball court with some guys after playing, you forget about the points. You forget about how you dominated, you know, five games in a row and you dropped threes and dunked on people. You forget about that. And but
That's
what
right.
you remember is you had a chance to share the good news of Jesus and pray with someone who was hurting and
Amen.
Point them, because what matters is what is Jesus Christ in eternity. Bless you, Randy. We'll have you on
Amen.
Again. Thank you so much for what you do with Crossfire Ministries. Everyone Google him, look him up, check out his cool stuff online. He's on my Facebook page and my Instagram page as well. God bless you, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
Take care. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel, and thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.